signs of some special mothers in the house. Amen. Nothing like Mama. Mothers are special. I'm going to be in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. If you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn with us. To all those who are listening on Acts 238 Radio, we appreciate that. We could say hello, Billy, on the beaches of Florida. My wife's brother is supposed to be listening. He's on the beach. So, lucky you. But 2 Kings chapter 4. I want to begin with verse 8. Second Kings chapter 4, verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your great love, God, that you loved us. Speak to our hearts here today, Lord. Let your word mold us and shape us, save us, oh God. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Let me get this adjusted. We had it pretty loud for singing there. I don't want to blast your eardrums too bad. I'm going to start reading over again because I have several verses of Scripture to read. It fell on a day that Elisha, the prophet, preacher, servant of God, passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. Everybody say, great woman. A great woman. It must have been so for God to put that in the Bible. This was a great woman. She constrained him, the prophet, the preacher, the servant of God, to eat bread. This great woman loved to bake. She loved to cook. She was always thinking of others. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, a special place, time, a place for time out of their schedule. The woman and her husband, they took time out of their schedule to prepare the special place for the prophet. He said, I pray thee on the wall and let us set for him there a bed, a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. They were thinking about provision. They were thinking about what would this prophet need? What would this man of God need? He would need a table. He would need a bed and a stool. A candlestick. And so it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in hither. And it fell on a day that he came hither and turned into the chamber and he laid there. And he said unto Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite woman. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he saith unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? All of these big things. What would you like for me to do for you, great woman? The woman was not thinking of riches. Elisha was a very wealthy prophet. He was very prominent. He was very powerful. He had connections with the king and all those in authority, and not thinking of riches or position or fame or any of these things. She answered, I dwell among my own people And he said, "What is it then to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old." And he said, "Call her." And when he had called her, he stood in the door, and he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "Nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaiden." The woman conceived and bare a son at the same season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Amen. What an exciting moment. Everybody say exciting. Amen. Do you remember the day that you had your first baby? Your ookie gookie and gookie gookie and gooshy and all that good stuff. Amen. Your first baby. What an exciting moment. I would like to break the atmosphere here. Everybody's got their mind on their roasts and dinner and all that good stuff. Give me just a little while today, amen, to minister to you in the word of the Lord. Amen. It was exciting. It is an exciting moment. It's a tearful moment. That breath of life, that miracle of God. God gave her a miracle. She had been praying for a long time when others had lost all hope. God gave her a miracle. Today, God gave her a miracle because she made room for God in her life. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? This woman made a place. She made provision for God in her life. Elisha was the man of God. You need a man of God in your life. You need God. If you think you can go this life alone and that you're tough enough, amen, the day will come when you're going to need God. Come on. I said the day will come when you're going to realize, bam, I need God. I need something higher, something stronger. Amen. And so, amen, she gave God space. Amen. Giving God time and space in your busy schedule, amen, can pay off. I know everybody's busy. Nobody has time. And unfortunately, people a lot of times only come to church during, amen, holidays. And amen, because we're too busy. Amen. But can I tell you today, it's time to get unbusy. And it's time to have a place for God in your life. Amen. It's time to allow God to be a part of your life because it does have its big benefits. Amen. She received a child to hug and to hold and love and nurture you. Amen. She loved her baby. He was a miracle. She loved her baby. That's a real mama. Amen. Well, let's give our mamas a hand clap. Amen. A real mama. Amen. Loving her babies. Amen. I want to key in and focus, amen, on loving your babies. Amen. The greatest thing you can have as a key trait or a prized character trait of your mama is that she loves God. Well, that she loves God. It's quiet in here today. Now, I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just kind of following after this. But I know a lot of times people feel shortchanged or feel like, well, you know, mama, just spend a little too much time living and loving God. I'm going to say again, the greatest character trait you could ever have is that your mother loves God. Amen. Your mama, amen, knows the key. She knows, amen, the source of her strength and the source of her power. Amen. Some mothers are capable of doing things, amen, just working circles around their husbands, amen, working around, amen, doing impossible things. You wonder how, amen, mama, do you get all of this done? Well, amen, there's a strength that she can draw from. There's a power that she can reach out to. Amen, God is our strength. Amen. So, amen, this mama had this baby. It was her miracle. Amen. But with every child that is born, amen, children, every one of us were born, amen, into this world that is full of dangers and, amen, pitfalls and troubles and, amen, subject to our environment, amen, and even subject to the environment that can be dangerous even to death. Amen, we read on the same mother, the same child, the same story, amen, of the, amen, exciting baby boy grew up. And when the child was grown, verse 18, raised up, amen, it fell on a day that he went out to his father and the reapers and said unto his father, my head, said the lad, can't carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat her on his knee, he sat on her knees till noon, and then he died. Death is real. Thank the Lord this is not a funeral service today, but death is real. If we think any of us are exempt from death, we're crazy. And so here sits this woman with her baby, now grown child, on her knees, and he dies. What do you do? Well, let me tell you what this mama did. And by the way, the title of this message is Mama and Jesus. She took the young lad and she went up to that same bed that she had made for the prophet Elisha, that there prayed and God had gave her that child, that miracle. She laid that child on his bed, amen, and that special place of the man of God, and she shut the door and she went out and she called for her husband and said, send me the young men and these asses that I may run to the man of God and come again. And she said, therefore, wilt thou go to him today as neither moon, new moon, Sabbath? She said, it is well. Then she saddled the ass and said to her servant, drive, go forward, slack not thy riding from me, except I bid thee. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to his servant, behold, yonder is a Shunammite woman. Run, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee, well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone. Her soul is vexed within her. Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. Then she said, did I not I desire a son of my Lord? Did not I say, do not deceive me? Then he said, take Gehazi, gird up thy loins, take thy staff in thy hand, and go thy way. And thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. There was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. Amen. Today I want to say, amen, this for a moment. Too many times people, amen, take for granted, amen, the position of a pastor, amen, in a church. Amen. And a praying people and a praying church. Amen. There is power in prayer. There is power in living for God. There is power, amen, that comes from God. Amen. And so don't take it for granted. Amen. You need a preacher in your life. And don't look on the poor preachers, all of his faults. It's amazing how people are so easy to see everyone's faults. Hello. Can I preach to you for a while? It's only 3:00. It's early. I don't like the way that preacher sings. I don't like the way that preacher dresses. I don't like the way that preacher parts his hair. Well, let's see a little bit of the real picture here. The preacher is at her house praying for her dead child. If people only realize the life that a preacher has to go through. So we could take this message today and teach a little bit on tithes and offerings and Levitical priesthood and separation and everything. The Levites, the priests, they did not have an inheritance among the world. Like everybody else had an inheritance. They went in, got land, built houses, had vineyards. They had their good time. They went fishing, bought their bass boats. They did all what the life that they wanted to do. They had fun. But you know where the priest was at? He was in the sanctuary. Praying. And little do you know, for what it's worth, I ain't trying to score any brownie points, I'm just following the Lord today. But you know, Brother House, many times is on my knees somewhere in a secret place praying for you, praying for your children. I'm not out at the fishing pole. I'm not out there trying to catch fish, have fun, drinking beer, doing, having a good time, all that like everybody else. And you know, the world's out there doing all of these things. The preacher is at home on his knees praying for you. You're not going to find God in a beer can. You're not going to find God. Hello, I done tried it. Don't work. He's not there. So here the preacher is laying on the child, praying unto the Lord for the child, for God to resurrect this child. He went up, laid upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, his hands upon his hands. He stretched himself upon the child. The flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and he walked to and fro through the house and he went up. Did it happen instantaneously? No. Do all miracles take place instantaneously? No. Amen. But praise God, somebody's praying for a miracle to take place. Amen. Somebody is on their knees. Amen. And so here he went up. He went through the house to and fro, stretched himself upon the child. He didn't give up. He didn't quit. Amen. Come on. I said, we can't give up. We can't quit. We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on believing. We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on believing. Amen. And there, bang, the child sneezed 7 times and opened up his eyes. Amen. And he called Gehazi and said, call the mother. Amen. And take up thy son. Then she went and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. This great Shunammite woman, she did not give up even after her baby was grown up. Amen. She didn't give up. Amen. Come on. I said if she could have, she would have gave her life for that son. Amen. Come on. But just as this mama loved her child, amen, she was a great mama. There's more than one reason why, amen, we go to church 2x a week, 3x a week, prayer meeting, amen. There's a great reason, amen. Come on, I said there's great benefits, amen. We're praying, we're believing, amen, that God will move in your life. Amen. Great mama. So mama saw, as mama Amen. God saw the condition of man. They helped me out today. I said, as this mama, God also saw the condition of lost man who kept on dying, lost, without hope, subjects of the world's environment. Jesus Christ came and died for us to forgive us of our sins. Come on, we want to talk about the epitome of love. Amen. The love that this mother had. What about the love of God? Amen. Come on. I said our Heavenly Father. Amen. Come on. And Mama, they got a good relationship. Amen. They got the same kinsman heart. Amen. Mama cares. Mama gives. Mama loves. Amen. And God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Amen. The purpose of this church, amen, the purpose of our prayers, amen, is not to condemn you. Amen. Come on. I said our prayers and our purpose. Brother House is not going to look at you and condemn you. Amen. Come on. If you ain't living for God, you're condemned yourself. Amen. When I was out there, amen, in the world, I knew I was lost. I knew I wasn't living right. Amen. But there was a mother at home who was praying for me, who wouldn't give up on me. Come on. And I said there was a God in Mama. Amen. Come on. That reached down and saved my soul. Amen. Pulled me out. Amen. Of a place called misery. Amen. You can't drink enough. Amen. To get rid of the heartbreak. You can't do enough drugs to get rid of the pain. Amen. But God can take away the heartbreak. God can take away the pain. Amen. God can heal. Amen. Your every hurt. Amen. And I said, God can heal your every hurt. For when we were yet without strength, follow along with me today. When we were yet without strength, when we were sitting out on the bar stool, amen, putting money in the jukebox, when we were doing what we could do, what we're big enough to do, Christ died. Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one even dare to die, but God commendeth His love toward us. Us. Rotten preacher's kids. Toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For when we, you, me, your neighbor, your coworker, your cousin, your aunt, the bus driver, teacher, police, plumber, sewer driver, truck driver, the cabbie, the dog catcher, the mailman, all of us, everybody, when we were without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one dare to die, but God commendeth His love toward us. I said, God, you can't go any higher than that. God, Elohim, all sufficient, all living, all knowing, all powerful, commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, not when we were saved. Amen. Come on, the church. Amen. I said, the church is here for those who are not saved. Amen. This carpet and these pews and all this stuff is not here, amen, to make us fat, sassy, and comfortable. Amen. But this church is here, amen, for those who are not saved. Amen. Not when we were saved, not when we were righteous, not when we were holy, not when we were clean, but when we were sinners, Christ died for us. I said, Christ died for us. I said, Christ died for the whole world. That covers everything. Let me tell you something. You're not unsavable. I said, you're not unsavable. I was allowed to be a volunteer chaplain at the Pinckneyville Penitentiary for 5.5 years, 6 years. One service, his brother came up to give his testimony. And he said, I was a gun runner. I was a drug runner, a gun runner. I had committed so many crimes. I was a very highly wanted person. They said I was running some guns and got into a gunfight with the FBI. He said, I shot one of the officers and killed him. He said, I got on a plane, and he said, I called my woman, girlfriend, whatever. And he said, baby, this is it. I ain't coming home. It's over. And he said, at 30,000 feet, he said, I never believed in God. At 30,000 feet, he said, as I sat on that plane making arrangements, for my last breath, God spoke to me in a very audible voice. He said, if you'll give your life to me, I'll get you out of this mess. And he said, right there, people sitting next to me and everything, this voice tells me what to do. And his tears rolling out of his eyes. He said, Jesus, save me. You're not unsavable. Another man very well known in that penitentiary doing 3 life sentences. I don't know how many people he murdered. The smile on his face. Met Jesus there in the penitentiary. You're not unsavable. You're not too bad. You're not hopeless. Let's stand. You're not hopeless. There's a mama who loves you. And there's a God who loves you. And there's a preacher up here that loves you. You're not unsavable. You're not too bad. There's a mama who loves you. Romans chapter 3 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were born in sin, shapen in iniquity, for the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Who's ready to make a little room in your life today for Jesus? Come on, who's ready to make a little room? It's a little place for Jesus in your life. Too much time's been wasted. too much time has been wasted. Who's ready to make room in your life for Jesus? Come on, let's reach out to the Lord today. Come on, church. Come on, church.
Glory to God.
Yes. Come on, church, do what we do best. Come on, there's a mama that loves you. There's a Jesus that loves you. There's a pastor that loves you. Church. Pray right where you're at. I'm not going to embarrass you. Mama's praying for you. This pastor's praying for you. There's a God in heaven that's praying for you. His love. Mom. to him just for a moment. Church actually is called the mother of us all. want you to know there's a place here for you. Amen. There's a place here for you. This is home. Amen. The house of God. Amen. Amen. So, you may be seated at this time. Sister Susie's going to come and do a little something special for the mothers.
The ladies want to come up and or whoever wants to come up and show Sister House how much we appreciate her and how much we love her in honor of Mother's Day today and her being the mother of our church. We just wanted to do a little bit something special just to show her how much we appreciate it, how much we appreciate her. So Sister House, would you come? I'll let you know.
I've been out in the yard picking dandelions all day. I burst through the front door when I'd gathered enough to give to my mom to show her my love. And when I held out my hand, she looked down at me. She said, I've never
Appreciate all that. Express love. Today. So, and nextly, we would like Sister Wilson to come. We feel it a great honor to recognize Sister Wilson. She's a soldier, she's a mama, grandmama, great-grandmama. We love her so much today. And this is our tribute to her.
You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold.
Just wait, don't sit down yet.
Beside the crystal sea.
I'm done with you yet.
I heard these angels singing. And someone called you.
Let's come around.
You turned and saw this young man. And he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend. You may not know me now. And he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school.
And I was your years of service.
Every week you would say a prayer.
Hard work.
Before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Giving to the Lord, I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm in heaven today. That was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as your eyes could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices you made, they were unnoticed on this earth, in heaven now proclaimed. And I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you. Great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. That was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave.
Amen. Give the mothers a hand clap one more time. And so, Sister Susie has some more gifts for the mothers. We appreciate all of our mothers. Amen, here today.
I know it's not much, but I wanted to show you guys just how much I love each and every one of you. And if you want to come up, I've got a little special something for all you guys.
And you are dismissed. Shake hands, too, where you're at.
Dreamed I went to heaven.
Mothers, come up.
You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. Heard these angels singing and someone called your name.